young Black and Brown people, young Black and Brown queer people, young Black and Brown people who are affected by the many dynamic layers of what systemic oppression looks like.
Hi, my name is Michael Rosario from Socrates, and you're listening to WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Red Hook Town Clerk Sue McCann and Deputy Clerk Claire Horst have resigned from town government, saying Town Supervisor Robert McKeon has treated them disrespectfully, usurped the duties of the clerk, and targeted offices headed by women. McCann said in an interview July 16th, she and Horst will work through August 14th. McCann alleges the supervisor held meetings without informing her, sent out notices under her name, restricted her access to her office during the pandemic, and deprived her of information. She said McKeon has suggested to others that she, and I quote, has too much power, end quote. In June, the town board eliminated 3 full-time jobs, including 2 in the town highway department, and reduced the hours of several other town positions, including the deputy clerk. McKeon said each department was asked to reduce its personnel costs by approximately 75% to offset revenue losses amid the COVID-19 pandemic. At the same time, he could not specify the town's anticipated losses. He said, and I quote, nobody has a crystal ball, end quote, but offered that the town expects to lose between $200,000 and $300,000 in revenue in 2021. McCann, however, said the cuts targeted the 2 departments headed by women and that many of the other cuts were either of unfilled positions or at the request of the employee. There were no staffing cuts to the supervisor's office. The town clerk and the highway superintendent are elected positions. McCann said, and I quote, this has nothing to do with the coronavirus or anything else he might say. He has to be so obvious with his treatment of me, end quote. Horst, who has served as deputy clerk since 2006, said the town board reduced her hours to 15 hours per week and took away her health benefits and 73 sick days. She criticized town officials for the, and I quote, sneaky and cowardly, end quote, way the town board handled the cuts, and said McCann was never included in the discussions about cuts to the clerk's office. McKeon denied McCann's claims, but ended the call without elaborating. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. New York State's United Teachers on Friday, July 17th, announced its endorsement for the 2020 federal and state elections. The state's largest teachers union is supporting incumbent U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney for the 18th CD and Antonio Delgado for the 19th CD. In the state assembly races, incumbent D.D. Barrett received the union support. NYSA chose not to endorse in the 102nd Assembly District race between newly announced challenger Wyndham Democrat Betsy Kratt and incumbent Republican Chris Teague. The union is also choosing to sit out the 43rd Senate District race where Republican incumbent Daphne Jordan is being challenged by Democrat Patrick Nelson. Political newcomer Democrat Michelle Henchy has received Nysut's backing in the 46th SD race over Republican Richard Amador. New York State United Teachers is a 600,000-member state teachers union affiliated since 2006 with the American Federation of Teachers, the AFL-CIO, and the National Education Association. Nora Mishenek is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Libraries in Greene and Columbia counties are now open for contactless curbside pickup. Library buildings remain closed, but patrons can order materials by phone or email and schedule a time to retrieve the materials in person. Online resources, including classes, audiobooks, and e-books, have remained available during the pandemic. But the shutdown prevented readers from accessing new material until curbside pickup was initiated in late June. Annalee Dragon, chairwoman of the Columbia County Library Association and director of the Kinderhook Memorial Library, said contactless pickup has been successful. So Columbia County libraries are now expanding the service from 4 days a week to six because of high demand. Maureen Garcia, director of the Mountaintop Library in Tannersville, said Greene County libraries are banding together to share safety and staffing ideas as they ease into curbside pickup. Libraries have put disinfecting routines in place to keep librarians and the public safe. In addition to regularly disinfecting workspaces, staff members have set up stations to allow returned books and other materials to sit untouched for 72 hours before being returned to the shelves, Garcia said. Traces of the coronavirus are not detectable on library materials after 3 days of quarantine, according to researchers at the Battle Memorial Institute in Ohio. Librarians have adjusted their services throughout the four-month closure, offering Wi-Fi access in library parking lots, holding reading activities online, and easing the registration process for library cards. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
You're tuned to Radio Art, Creative Transmissions, Sound Experiments, Noise, and more on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.
Even if I told you, still wouldn't understand what happened. Rather be myself or people look at me, don't matter. A rock star, just trying to keep it kosher. Trying to keep my eyes on my own paper like my teachers told me. Soon as you think it's over, poof, number one on the charts. I'm never vicariously, oh, there they go. Biasly pushing negative narratives, I'm ready though. Cops want to pull me over, embarrass me. Abusing power, you never knew me, thought I was arrogant. As a juvenile, police pull their guns like they scared of me. And we used to howl, crackers treat us not as the scary thing. Want anything we good at and we cherishing. Now we all fed up in news, coming back for everything. Rock stars, just watch the news, they burning cop cars. Kill another nuke, break the law and call us outlaws. What happened? Want us to keep it peaceful. Should've seen them hating, but I bought that Lamborghini. Throw up my middle finger. Police can't catch me this up. Brand new Lamborghini, a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Have you ever met a real new rock star? This ain't no guitar, but this a clock. My God told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. It's safe to say I earned it, ain't a new, gave me nothing. I'm ready to hop out on a new, get the bus. Know you heard me say you play, you late, don't make me push the butt. Full of pain, dropped enough tears to fill up a fuck.
Going for buggers, I bought a chopper. I got a big drum and hold a honey. Going for nothing, I'm ready to air it out on all these niggas. I can see I'm running. She talked to my mama, she hit me on FaceTime just to check up on me and my brother. I'm really the baby, she know that the youngest son was always guaranteed to get the money.
Okay, let's go.
She know that the baby boy was always guaranteed to get the loot. She know what I do, she know if I run from it, I'ma pull it out and shoot. PTSD, I'm always waking up a cold sweats like I got the flu. My daughter a G, she saw me killing it in front of her before the age of two. And I'd kill another nigga too, before I let another nigga do something to you.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. That was Rockstar by DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch. We're in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you our weekly Black Lives Matter, sports, and rap radar segments. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
Well, we're going to kick you off after a song break. And, well, I'm DJ Popcorn, and I'm here with...
Tyler.
DJ WIC.
We also got Kingston.
Hey. DJ Phoebs, what's up, y'all?
And we're going to play you guys something from a very popular black artist. And she goes by the name of the Queen, Beyonce, Black Parade.
I'm going back to the south. I'm going back, 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 back. When my roots ain't watered down. Growing, growing like a baobab tree. All life on fertile ground. My ancestors put me on game. On time, on gold chains. With my old shoon energy. Drip all on me. I'm good at the keep print. Hola, Yona, Stella, Sasha, Nacha, Pyense. Pure ice, 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 ice. Bust down, bloody. Bloody, bloody, on my wrist out.
Parade.
face at the same time. All the corruption and justice, the same crimes. Always a problem if we do or don't fight and we die. We don't have the same right. What is a gun to a man that surrenders? What's it gonna take for someone to defend her? If we all agree that we're equal as people, then why can't we see what is evil?
Of minds, bodies, and human rights, stripped of bloodlines, whipped and confined. This is the American pride. It's justifying a genocide, romanticizing the theft and bloodshed that made America the land of the free. To take a black life, land of the free, to bring a gun to a peaceful fight for civil rights. You are desensitized to pulling triggers on innocent lives because that's how we got here in the first place. These wounds sink deeper than the bullet your entitled hands could ever reach. Generations and generations of pain, fear, and anxiety. Equality is walking without intuition, saying the protector and the killer is wearing the same uniform. The revolution is not televised. Media perception is forced down the throats of closed minds, so it's lies in the headlines and generations of supremacy resulting in your ignorant, privileged eyes. Breathe the same and we bleed the same, but still we don't see the same. Be thankful we are God-fearing because we do not seek revenge. We seek justice. We are past fear. We are fed up eating your shit because you think your so-called black friend validates your wokeness and erases your racism. That kind of uncomfortable conversation is too hard for your trust fund pockets to swallow. To swallow the strange fruit hanging from my family tree because of your audacity to say all men are created equal in the eyes of God, but disparage a man based on the color of his skin. Do not say you do not see color. When you see us, we can't breathe.
Dollar say that's my nigga. I made him a million and fuck it, we all rich. I ain't tryna have babies right now, so we fuck with a rubber, but I got a raw bitch. Know this money bring Evie, you probably won't beat me, but bro, we can't be about no small shit. Overseas got a crowd doing my shit. Can't believe that I'm still in apartments. Businessman went and got me in office. Me and Dollar deals, I get them often. Me and Dollar was serving on Spawn Street. All legit, he gon' stay with the chopstick. I got raw, that made me a monster. He be notice my sister, my mamas. Now they houses as big as they want them. I didn't run out no f***ing commas. Look at Lil Donald. Living like we in a race, I might come in first and second, but I won't ever be last. Lately I been in my bag, but told me don't take my foot off the gas. They give you an inch, gonna take you a mile. I'ma shoot by myself like a technical foul. City to city, got girls going wild, and I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo Solo got a squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to ease up, I didn't leave them in the bleeding room. Sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you a rat, so you know what's gonna happen. Whenever we catch you, I run with them straight. Keep all the moves I've been making. By the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them greats. Watch how I move with this paper. I know if I slip up one time, they gon' try to come take it. Really, is it getting it? Be faking. I don't want their vibes, so they hand ain't shaking. She on that 42 straight with no chaser. I'm trying to get out of here and go taste it. Yeah, my diamonds be DVDs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid out my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a big of me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be DVDs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid out my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just feel that my kids be a big of me. They can't get rid of me. Wake up every day, somebody harassing me. I got rich, they need money, they asking me. I was sitting in jail, they look out for me. Ones who need me, no same ones who doubted me. I been handling my own, they can vouch for me. They way down with me, know that she proud of me. Turn the heat up, ain't nobody hot as me. Everywhere dollars be, that's how I gotta be. I done gave her the word, now she not leaving. Say she love me to death, told her stop breathing. He try to do what I do, but we not even. I want all of the beef, I am not vegan. Boy, you said it was smoke, stop speaking. Vince, the door drop the top, I can't stop speeding. Trying to see if this bitch the top speed. Hit a beat from the back, have a knock on me, baby. I control the rock, if the rap slow, I control the block. Yeah, I'm really it, and you need not. Got a couple coups, I can draw the top. I done made it, nigga, all these deep coming in. I'm saving for the bigger picture, no one day I need them. Might as well get used to me, my biggest fear is ending up where used to be. Yeah, yeah, my diamonds be VVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid out my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a big of me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid out my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a big of me. They can't get rid of me.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Catskill Clubhouse.
27 hearts beat.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 Here's Here's what we do with the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, it's your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Was a Clubhouse original theme song by DJ WIC. And welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse Parents Organization, the Mental Health Association, Columbia Green. I am Tyla, and this is
DJ Popcorn.
And this is DJ WIC. And
we're also here with...
You've got Kingston.
Hey, it's Peeps. What's up?
Yeah, so what's up, guys? How have you guys been?
I'm all right. I'm really interested in hearing about, like, how the songs that we were just listening to relate to, like, Black creators and the Black Lives Movement and the way we're trying to hold and be really aware of all of that right now. So I'd love to just get into the segment.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So to start off the Black Lives Matter segment, I'm going to start off with some successful Black creators and Black artists out there. You know, there are plenty of Black creators, plenty of Black artists, but I want to touch on some of the lesser known ones. So, Kahine Wiley, an American painter based in New York City, is known for his highly naturalistic paintings of Black people. He was even commissioned in 2017 to paint a portrait of former President Barack Obama for Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery, which has portraits of all the U.S. presidents. I found that really interesting. Kara Elizabeth Walker, an American contemporary painter, silhouettist, printmaker, installation artist, and filmmaker based in New York City. Very powerful. And those were the two artists, male and female, both Black. Musicians, this Flying Lotus, he's an American record producer, musician, DJ, filmmaker, and rapper from Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Santa Bird.
I've heard of Flying Lotus before, and I just wanted to mention that, like, I do remember seeing that portrait of President Obama and how important it is to, like, have Black artists representing and painting Black people to, like, be able to have that authenticity there that doesn't end up as caricature.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You know,
so.
Mm-hmm. It did look very impressive as well. I digged it.
Mm-hmm.
And the last artist I'm going to touch up on is Santa Gold. She's an American singer, songwriter, and record producer based in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had a friend of mine loan me this little known CD that was from when Santa Gold was not going by that at the time. I can't even remember what it was exactly, but it was a punk rock band that she was into. So she's got mad diverse talent in the musical sphere.
Yeah.
Do y'all listen to her music often? Like, no. Santa Gold, is that big in your sphere of playthroughs?
Probably heard one of her songs, but I've never really listened.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, I've heard it around. I just, like, haven't, like, taken the time, like, to actually, like, listen to it and, like, analyze a lot of, like, the lyrics and things she's been talking about. But, you know, like, I would one of these days want to, like, sit down with everybody here with the Clubhouse and, you know, do a thing and talk about her.
Mm-hmm. Well, next I want to talk about, personally, I feel like a lot of people talk about, like, Black-owned fashion brands and jewelry and makeup. And that's amazing. Don't get me wrong. That's amazing. And I love that. But I feel like sometimes we have to talk about, like, the other, like, what do you call it? Like, other, like, brands of businesses, you know what I mean? Like, plant shops and...
Different industries.
Mm-hmm, the different industries, yeah. Like, plant shops and candle shops and home etiquette and stuff like that. So one, I researched a lot of different brands, but one I really liked was the Lilith Plant Shop that specializes in pop-up events across the DC metro area to connect people to indoor plants that directly, like, they directly match your lifestyle and your budget, which I think is very important in the Black community, because a lot of people are like, oh, I can't plant plants and, you know, take care of them. I don't got time and I don't got this set up there. Like, you know what? We got you. We got you. Like, yeah. It's all right. Like, they have workshops and everything. And I think it's great because they also feature stands and planters that are handcrafted by local artisans. So it's great. And I wanted to talk about candle shops that I've also researched. There's one called Joe and Monroe, in which they provide eco-friendly, individually hand-poured scented vegan candles that provide like a clean burn, because basically when you burn a candle, it's kind of, sometimes it has like toxins in the air and stuff. Mm-hmm. So they provide vegan candles that are really good for your home and your air, whatever, and they smell really good. And then we have a home essential brand called Estelle Colored Glass, and they specialize in vintage inspired hand-blown colored glasses in a mix of jewel and soft pastel tones, which is absolutely beautiful. And then we have a fashion brand called House of Ama, which is spelled with two A's, which is a culturally inspired lifestyle brand rooted in the ethnos in the African continent of diaspora, where I think is really important, because a lot of the time people usually see like Black-owned like American brands and like the American fashion culture. So I think it's very important for people to see like cultures from other like places, especially African continents. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. You're speaking to Pan-Africanism there. Just the idea that we are all connected under that, like Black people, African, like Palestinian, mm-hmm. like all underneath of that. Mm-hmm. You were talking about candles and mm-hmm. like the clean burning effect of that. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's really important, especially when we're talking about like how Black people have been subjected to like environmental oppression for so long, mm-hmm. and like the environment and their air quality, and like getting us to like pay attention to that and think about that even in just like the candles we're burning.
Exactly.
Like is really important. I appreciate you bringing those to our attention.
Yeah, those are the ones that really popped out to me. I have way more, yeah. but those, I like those. So.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Next, I wanted to talk about... Oh, you have something to say?
No. Actually, just go okay. ahead.
Next, I wanted to talk about an African-American woman who invented the home security system as we know it today. I think that's very important, especially to shed light on not only our African-American inventors, but specifically our African-American woman inventors. I think that is extremely important to point out. So her name was Marie Van Britten Brown. Britten Brown. Who invented the home security system, and she was born in Jamaica, Queens, New York. And basically, she was pretty much just bothered by the high crime rates in her neighborhood. So she looked for ways to increase like her own levels of security in her home. And as a result, she created a system that would allow her to know who was at her home and be able to contact the local authorities whenever she needed to do it. And then Brown, basically, her invention just laid out every single like home security, basically like the home security system as we know it today. Like, she basically laid out the whole print,
yeah,
which is amazing because like everybody has some kind of form of home security.
Just gave all like the other like NordVPN people just like let mm-hmm. them know like this is how you actually are supposed to do mm-hmm. it, and you know, like really like set like the levels of expectation for like home security and like homeland mm-hmm. security and things like that as we know it today. So shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Yeah, like home security mm-hmm. is very important.
It's very important.
And it's like, cool when it's something so fundamental, right? It's like everyone mm-hmm. knows about it. Like almost everyone has it, and you almost take for granted, like, where'd this come from, right? It's so easy to do that.
Like,
so I
like,
want to
let everybody know,
you.
Yes, a Black woman invented that.
I like me as a Black person, it's cool to like see how my people are making such great inventions.
Yeah.
Breaking past all those stereotypes and stuff, mm-hmm. so that's really cool. And especially something so big like security systems, like that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's really mm-hmm. great.
Yeah, for me, it's like, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Like for me, just like seeing like my people doing good is like something that I love to see. Like, if I was to not be here, like and I wasn't able to, like, provide for my people or help my people, like, I would want to see them thrive even when I'm not here. And, like, when I am here, like, I want to see them thrive, like, the same way even if I'm not here, just to, like, get them, like, the motivation to want to, like, go out and make a little bit of money or go out and, like, invent the next this or, like, be the next this. And, you know, like, everybody has, like, levels of expectation. Not everybody's going to be, like, a super spectacular person, become a millionaire immediately. You know, like, it takes time to do things, but, like, with the, like, the proper determination, things of that sort, like, you can definitely get things done.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I just want to speak to what you were saying about, like, I think, Devin, you were saying undoing, like, the idea of the stereotype. It's like, that stereotype has been seeded. It's like a false stereotype, because you can look back to, I'm looking at a list right now, Benjamin Banneker, 1791, invented the almanac. Like, it's a basic piece of, like, farm technology that we use to, like, look at our weather, look at the seasons, look at planting charts. Like, back in 1791, you know what I mean? There's a long list. You're talking about things being so basic that you wouldn't even think about. It's like the keychain.
I think it's amazing.
In 1894. Yeah. Isn't it awesome?
Yeah, I think it's amazing to shed light to, like, literally everybody who doesn't know and be like, yes, a black person created that. So when we say Black Lives Matter, we mean all Black Lives Matter. Like, yes, that's exactly what we mean. Like, it's not just, like, pick and choose who you like.
For real.
And, like, speaking as a white person who sees a lot of white fragility around when people say Black Lives Matter, it's like, y'all should be invested in the cause. Like, every day I look at this list and, like, it's like everyone benefits from what black people have, like, created, and yet we don't have the decency to, like, then honor the lives that made that possible and, like, create a false narrative that it was all white people who did this, and it's just, like, not okay.
One thing,
and, like, saying Black Lives Matter as a white person is, like, celebrating, like, it does, like, white people are in denial sometimes that that's true, but, like, when you look at the facts, there's no denying it.
Yeah, definitely. And, like, something for me that, like, shows up now, like, throughout these, like, past few years, like, between 2019 and 2020, like, one thing that's been really big over the years has been cancel culture. And some people, like, take it to an extent, and it's just, like, sometimes it goes too far. And it can really, like, do things to, like...
I just want to shed light that the fact that cancel culture started in the black community, but it completely changed. Like, it completely changed from what it used to be.
Really
in the black community, black cancel culture was basically just us as a community deciding, okay, that person is trying to spread hate or trying to spread negativity or did something that's, like, really bad and you just shouldn't be a part of it. So we literally just ignore them. Like, that's it. We don't talk about them no more. It's done. Like, that's it. That's literally what it was.
Yeah,
but then I guess it changed so much over time and it just became what it is today.
Yeah. It got so popular amongst the rest of the communities and they were just like, oh, actually, I think I like this word. You're canceled. And then just started doing it.
Yeah, but it never started off like that. That's the thing.
Yeah, no.
It sounds like it was a drawing of boundaries that started, right?
Yeah,
and then it turned into this, like, actually, if you say anything we don't like at any given time, we're going to throw you out.
Mm-hmm.
Versus like, nah, you're really, really damaging to our community. Mm-hmm. And like,
I feel like when something takes off, white people get their hands on it, they turn it, they can weaponize things and like lose the original intention because they don't pay attention to the black intention which in this case, like, as you know, as Kingston's saying, it's about boundaries. This happened in the Me Too movement. The Me Too movement was founded by black women talking about intersectionality and violence and important issues, and a lot of times it gets used and weaponized in white communities with no respect actually for the deeper meanings of where that came from. So I really appreciate you bringing that up.
Yeah, I like you bringing out the Me Too movement, because a lot of people now they really try to make a joke out of it, and it's crazy to me how you could make a joke about that period, but like from where it originated, making a joke out of that is really insensitive. And
well, it's also the co-option of the language to be taken to, like, and now somehow it's that Me Too is a hashtag where we're actually forgetting, like, the black women who started that, similarly to the way, like, Breonna Taylor has become a hashtag, and we're forgetting that, like, she had a life, she had friends. Like, you can't keep turning people and, like, ideas that are strong words that have a meaning just, like, into a meaningless hashtag, right? That's why, like, saying Black Lives Matter and still saying that it's not just a throw off hashtag is really important.
Exactly.
All right, and also, I just want to say this real quick, since we're talking about the Black Lives Matter. This one woman, I think her name was Gabby, don't know the last name, she made a comparison, right? So she was saying, for example, all, like, everybody breathes air, right? So if you, like, go into that and say, like, one person, for example, Sally breathes air, right? We aren't saying that anybody else can't be there or doesn't be there or shouldn't be there. We're just saying Sally breathes air, right? So that's fine. So when you say all lives matter, okay, so if you go into that and say Black Lives Matter, we're not saying other lives don't matter. We're saying Black Lives Matter. So why is that a thing to get so angry
exactly
about?
My thing is that when people say all lives matter, I'm like, okay, so then you agree with us. So then you agree with us then. And they're like, no, and like, But you just said all lives matter. So when we say Black Lives Matter, you should be agreeing with us, right? If you really cared about that specific statement, and you really put time to educate yourself on that statement, then you would agree with us. You would stand with us, basically, right?
Yeah.
Well, and it's also the idea, like, by saying Black Lives Matter, we're like, we're saying a thing that people refused to say.
Exactly.
Like, refused to acknowledge when we go back to 3/5 compromise in our Constitution.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What people fail to realize is that when we say Black Lives Matter, we say it in a way that's like, okay, this the American government system, the criminal justice system, all that, they literally make it seem like as if Black lives don't matter. So now we're saying Black lives matter. We're telling them Black lives do matter. And if you don't change the institutionalized rules and laws you have in your system, and you don't actually give out justice to those who have killed innocent Black lives or Black lives in general, just because they have the authority to, and they just get away like no kind of consequence, whatever. We're trying to tell you now, yes, Black lives matter. That's what we're saying. We're not saying, oh, all lives don't matter, because I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, facts. It's just the It's just I just don't like when people push the narrative that we don't care about other lives and it's all about just us and us and us and we take and we take.
Yeah.
It's just we're not saying it's all about us. We just need to be realized as a community. Like things that are happening to us are actually important.
Exactly. Yeah. Basically, we're saying currently as things are being seen, y'all are making it seem like Black lives don't matter. So now we're telling you Black lives matter. Hello.
Especially. Right, and start acting like it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and like we're that's the ask.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like the people who like say all lives matter, I think they're just like...
It's like a slap in the face to us. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think they're just like upset that they can no longer ignore the injustices.
Exactly.
Yeah. Going on Black lives, because now it's interfering with their lives by hearing Black Lives Matter. So now they want
to
say...
I personally think they like... They literally just want it to be about them. Like, why would it be about you? For what?
Maybe
it's so hard,
from, like,
right?
Something like of the popular perspective. Like, and they were so popular at one point that when our movement started, you know, those things kind of, you know, they got kind of got like over like shadowed by like the people who actually care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're just like, well, I matter more than this movement. This is just a movement that like, I'm way more important.
Like, if you really cared about your statement, oh, all lives matter, then you would specifically see that the way things are working out in this country right now, you would specifically see that Black lives are under, like, in danger. They're in danger constantly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you would see it, then you would agree with us.
Yeah, there was this video. I found it really funny. I wish I knew what it was called. This guy asked, I think, about, like, 80-something people, all lives matter, right? They said, yes, exactly. So he was like, how about gay lives? They were like, not those. And to say, how about like the immigrant lives? Like, no, not those either. So, like, you know, you can't say all lives matter without including all lives. So,
and not talk about trans lives, disabled lives,
exactly,
LGBT lives, all of that. People who are in cages right now, people who are
all
locked
lives,
up right
yeah,
now,
like,
and treated
all lives
unfairly.
Do matter. Just at this point in time, from a Black perspective, it's just not like the best time, and it never has been the best time for us. For like years on years now,
generations, since, hundreds,
yeah,
of centuries.
Hundreds of years now. Ever since the first like few Black people died, it's been happening.
I think it's, I forget exactly who said it. It's one of those like big quotes that's out there, but that a measure of a country is how it treats its most disenfranchised citizens.
Mm-hmm. I've
right?
heard that quote before.
And like if we start with say Black Trans Lives Matter, then everybody else can only do better from there, right? Like, if we're like, if we start bringing up, like, if we start taking care of the people who have not been taken care of, then everybody else can only do better.
Exactly.
From there. Like, it's in everybody's self-interest in some ways.
That's literally raising the bar for everybody else.
Defunding the police.
And then they
everybody
just starts to realize that they need to push the narrative that Black lives do matter. And once they see that, like, once I started to realize that a lot of more white people and, like, a lot of more, like, even light-skinned people are more... Everybody's out here. We're all pushing the narrative that Black Lives Matter because they now realized as many people as it's taken, like, as many people of, like, police and just, like, white people in general have taken from us, like, and now we're all starting to realize, you know, like, yo, this is, like, actually kind of serious now. Like, we're low-key, like, getting unpopularized.
Yeah, listen, and the fact that some, like, white people really believe to their true heart that Black people are equal to white people right now in this time of day to other, like, to higher powers is ridiculous. Because they're not experiencing the racism. They're not experiencing the
oppression. They're not experiencing any of that.
What are, I don't know what, like, why they think they can, like, say that. When it's, you know,
exactly. Like, they genuinely think that we're actually, like, treated equally as they are. Like, actually,
they really believe that, and I think that's, like, scary and a big part.
Honestly, it's like they literally have, like, they're, like, tone deaf. Like, they can't see, they can't hear. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, they don't want to.
They literally want to stay ignorant.
I want us to continue this conversation next week. I know you were talking. Talking about what a slap in the face can feel like. I know that Catskill didn't approve a Black Lives Matter mural, so maybe that's something we can talk about next week, but I know that we've also got a couple other segments coming up in our show, so I was wondering if we can. I appreciate y'all, this was a great start today.
Thanks for introducing so many amazing Black creators.
You're welcome.
So speaking of another Black creator, Sleepy Hollow, we have a song by him called Deep End, and we'll play that and we'll get back to you with the Rap Radar segments. Bye guys.
See y'all next time.
Later.
Go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason.
Great John on the beat, by the way.
My body different. Shorty said she tryna kick it. I'm in the mouth, son, like a dentist. Cooking up, I'm in the kitchen. Big bro wildin' tryna catch a victim. I took a L. But now I'm back, game winning. Look, and I'm doing well. Don't even ask how I'm living. In real, they cap. Ride around with the sea laid back. They told me to chill, I'm itching the clock. If I pull up, somebody get whacked. Boy, tie lace. Red lights, we gon' skip it. But new V, we was dipping. From the police, I was drilling. Skate on, huh? Run up a bag with my bro guards. Huh? Watch how I show off. Step in the room and she taking her clothes off. I ain't even say much. Huh? Ain't even do much. They like sleep you too much. No, I got a bag, right? Huh. No, I live a fast life. Said she fell in love, met her last night. Huh. Said she want the life. Girl, you must be dumb. No, you not the type. Huh. No, I'm not the type. I think I was lost in a past life. Came back, got my cash right. Say you want the source, I can get you right. But it's heavyweight, not light. Bro, keep a strap, son, like a dyke. Hit me shooting, he don't like to fight. I can get you wrapped up like a gift. Smoked up like a spliff. Shop, I tell him back up or get hit. Got my racks up, now I'm lit. I can get you packed up in this. And my blood blue, cause I'm Crip fanny pack full of hundreds. I just reach on my waist and he running. Say a thing. No, they hate how I came up from nothing. Back out, get the drumming. I'ma show how I'm coming. I was down, now I'm up. And, they was hating on me, now they love it.
Go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason.
Cash Money, hey. Ooh, ooh, no, no. And that little top shot. Posted in front of the trap. Selling to the sun come down. Take a right off the map. Off the map. When I hit him with this whole 100 round. Wanna play it, then it's going down. We ain't hesitating, bullies get the blazing. I'ma lay him down like he in a lounge. Walk Just like an anaconda. You go against me, then you just like a used. I roll them up and then I smoke them like some good, good, good. Hey, still doing drive-bys, but I wanna walk them. If I can't find them, you know I'm gonna stalk them. Cause the tape up on the scene, I had the white chalk em. Running from my gun, but my bullets had to hold them. Posted in front of the tribe, run the tribe, selling till the sun come down. Take a right off the map, off the map. When I hit them with this whole 100 rounds. Young Jock in the club with my clock, with my clock. You wanna play and then it's going down. We ain't hesitating, bullets get the blazing. I'ma lay him down like he in a lounge. Walk him down, walk him down, walk him down. On the corner where the J's at. Roll up in the 4x4, pull up at the corner. And I got red in my drink when I part soda. I remember praying that the feds never take the Motorola. Chopper got the chopper, make him do a backflip. Pay my dog a dime to walk him down, he need the racks. I've been drinking, I've been taking all this codeine to the face. Got a lot of M's in the safe. Caught a murder, then I beat the case. I was just about to do the race. Posted in front of the tribe, from the tribe. Selling till the sun come down. When I hit him with this whole 100 round. Young Jock in the club with my clock, with my clock. You wanna play and then it's going down. We ain't hesitating, bullets get the blazing. I'ma lay him down like he in a lounge. Walk him down, 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 walk him down.
So, it's me, DJ Popcorn, and we're back with another segment called Rap Radar. I'm here with
DJ Walter White.
Up Next Projects.
And we're here to bring you Rap Radar. So, lately, who have you guys been listening to?
I'm here. I'm going to hear what Next Project got to talk. Because, you know, last week I already gave my Rap yeah. Radar. So, I'm going to let her do her thing, and we're going to vibe off that.
Alright, so recently I've been listening to Ross Swish and a new artist. Well, not a new artist, but recently my cousin Chris Bird.
Yeah. Okay, Ross Swish and Chris Bird. Shout out to them.
Yeah. Shout out to Ross Swish.
Chris Bird is from the Bronx. Ross Swish is from, I believe, Philly or Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so
we only have one of those artists right here. We have Ross Swish, Tretion, Clean Version. But yeah.
Let's get into it.
Let me put my on Do Not Disturb. I don't want nobody hitting my right now. Like, bro, you know when you be killing
nine
nigga,
shots in the brew.
Legs shaking, like, I just be with a teller, like, shake it, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Shake it, baby.
I'm in the Tretion.
No.
She gotta eat it.
What?
Then I might eat it. Out the gang, I'm the meanest. If I call a demon, ain't no question needed. Pull her, start clapping that for no reason. She call my phone, like, what do you want? I got like 3 different options in this blunt. I never call you cause you ain't too spoiled, but I need that. It been like a month. Riding around with the sh in the trunk. We gon' be Gucci, this Tito is sunk. I just risk kissing the skirt and the dash in reverse. And I pressure too low in the front. Don't give a fuck what they say about me.
Nope.
Or what they gon' do to me. End up like the last op. Get caught again, beat out some jewelry. Keep your chain tucked. You better go get your name up. I get bull of these. The same, I've been getting money, I ain't changed up. They used to front on me back in the day. Now when they see me, it's do you remember me? You phony, you act like you know me. When I come around, I ain't feeling your energy. You ain't my homie on court, I'm Shinobi. Pop up at your door like I came for deliveries. I hit it first, bro hit it second. We celebrate as a team, that's a victory. XC3, you can't see through the windows. I got them all black like I'm driving a limousine. Mix it to Vinci and Mary and DG that throw together like they been high chemistry. Bitch, I'm a thot, I don't know why you picking me. If you a thot, I won't bring up your history.
They
said they tired of waiting. You never know what I'm thinking. When you a boss, they do what you make them. We hit them up, he planking. Stepping out like I'm making a statement. I like my bottles and cases. You know you kill him when that leg gets to shaking. Love, shake it, baby. I'm in the treason. She gotta eat it. Then I might eat it. I'm the gang, I'm the meanest. If I call a demon, ain't no
question needed. Pull us on top and I shit for no reason. Suckers.
Then they busted.
You little dirty mother.
Little dirty mother.
She got a man, but we still.
Got a man.
Bit of private, don't say shit when we in public.
At all.
Old red Bugatti, but the seats the color mustard. I move off actions when they speak, I never trust it.
I never trust it.
Don't talk on phones, we meet in person to discuss it.
Link up.
Take baby steps with the Nina, I never brush it. Cause when I get it, then I'ma brush it. Yeah, we the reason they stop and they functions. Nine shots, big NBA, you know the rest, but unless I'm brushing. I've been on gold since I was a youngin'. We was in Miller, we wild and we buggin'. Reach out if we trap them. My brothers ain't by this pole, got this for my cousin. Why you talking? Homie, you rumblin'. Shoot out an artist and get him some management. Pay a minute, I got a rocket. Watch me use it. No, I ain't scrambling. I mean, she might need some bandages. I call the drinks on the plug for some cannabis. She want it done. Sell you the bread. Baby, a few of my niggas gon' handle it. They said they tired of the waiting.
I'm getting impatient.
You never know what I'm thinking. When you a boss, they do what you make them. We hit them up, be planking. Stepping out like I'm making a statement. I like my bottles and cases. You know you kill it when that leg is shaking. Love. Shake it, baby. I'm in the treason. She gotta eat it. Then I might eat it. Out the gang, I'm the meanest. If I call a demon. Ain't no question needed. Pull us on top and I shit for no reason.
Okay.
Leg dance, leg dance, leg dance, hip sway, hip sway.
arm thing, twirl, spin. So, it's DJ Popcorn.
Walter White.
Up Next Projects.
And we're here to talk to you guys about some music. So, what y'all just heard was Ross Wish, Tretion. And so, if y'all got any opinions on that song, send us your guys' opinions at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, and let us know what you think of today's radio show and how you guys are feeling. So, for me, I really like that song. As you can see, I came in and I was talking about twirling, spinning, arm thing, leg thing. I'm pretty sure some of y'all guys know dancing. You guys know the leg thing, the arm thing, and the spin thing. But, yeah, definitely. So I really like that track. A lot of 808s, they hit hard, and I like that. And so, yeah, it was like a really hard-hitting track. I mean, like, you know, it was like the bass, you know, makes you want to dance and stuff. It was like the New York drill.
It was real fun.
Yeah, it really was. It's one of those tracks that you will play at, like, your cousin's birthday party, and y'all right by the pool, and so you're just like, oh, I'm going to twirl today.
Like this, like this, like this, hip sway, hip sway, hip sway.
Twirl, hey, twirl, lean, spin. Lean. Slap your cousin. Boom, boom.
Slap your cousin.
But what made you, you know, like, how'd you get on to him? How'd you, who put you on to Ross Wish?
Well, as I know, I'm from New York, so we listen to a lot of underground people, whatever.
Yeah.
And Ross Wish is just somebody that we listen to in the community, basically, like, you know, quote unquote underground.
Yeah.
He's one of the people that we listen to. Like, he's fire. Like, you know what he's saying sometimes, you know, it's just sometimes. A beat and stuff.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's a dope song. So it's valid.
Definitely a fun song. I have fun listening to it.
Yeah, I was bopping.
I was about to take my headphones off and start doing my thing, but you know.
Yeah, he was gonna hit the river.
Had to remain professional.
Yeah, I was gonna hit the river dance before we ended, but you know.
Ross Swish, he on Rap Radar. You know, check him out.
Y'all look up Ross Swish.
Pull him up on YouTube.
Pull him up on YouTube. What else is he on? Do you know what else he's on? Do you know anything else he's on? No. Okay.
Probably like SoundCloud or something. You know, back in the days, SoundCloud.
Yeah, back in the days, SoundCloud.
iTunes, matter of fact. He should be on iTunes.
Yeah, I'm still on there. You guys can check me out. SoundCloud at Lil Phoneposit. Way to plug myself. Go me. But.
good one.
Go on.
Gotta plug you in there.
Yeah. I've got another track that someone I've been watching out for and I've been waiting for him to drop. His name's Lil Tecca. A lot of y'all might know him from his track Ransom. And this is why.
I got black, what you want?
Him. So, I'm going to play a track by him called
Little
Did
Dude.
It Again.
Little dude with the braces, right?
Yeah, and he looked like my little cousin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he do. Yeah, yo, that ass.
we talk about him. We talk about him a lot. We're like, oh, we love you, Tecca. She's like, stop. So,
oh, does she?
No.
Why y'all? Oh.
Look, this is not a shit.
No, your cousin.
Yeah.
You saying that she look like a little boy?
Yeah.
No, that's red.
Nah.
I'm talking about the other one.
That's yeah. My, but my other cousin, his name's